Welcome back to the News at One. Well, the Cabinet is meeting today and there's a lot on the agenda. One of the issues is self-isolation for some people travelling from Britain. Also this week, the Minister for Justice published a new Garda Powers Bill. To discuss all of this and more, we're joined by the Minister for Justice, Heather Humphreys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Now, before we get to the detail of all of that, there's a huge protest this lunchtime over mica in concrete blocks. What can you tell the people gathering around about now over what was agreed by Cabinet today in relation to this?
Well, first of all, can I just say that this is a terrible and it's a shocking situation for any homeowner to find themselves in. I, like many people who live in a rural area, built our own home, and I can't even imagine the distress and indeed the worry when your house starts to crumble around you. So this issue has been ongoing for some time, and an announcement was made by government in 2020 whereby 90% of the cost would be covered by the taxpayer. The value or the amount of the 10% own contribution has since increased considerably. So Minister O'Brien is meeting with the delegation today. He will hear their concerns, and government is committed to assisting the people impacted, but some of the detail needs to be worked out.
So you're postponing a decision effectively?
No. As I said, Minister O'Brien is meeting with the delegation today, and there's some issues that do have to be worked out, and I think it's best that we allow the Minister to meet with that delegation today. And indeed, the Taoiseach was in Donegal last week, as was Minister O'Brien, and I know that the deputies there, particularly Minister Charlie McConlog and Deputy Joe McHugh, have a huge interest in this particular issue.
Okay, what have you decided in relation to self-isolation periods for people coming from Britain due to the Delta virus? The Delta variant, I should say.
Yeah, well, we have introduced increased measures for people coming from the UK. We're asking people to quarantine for 14 days if they're not fully vaccinated, and we continually keep all of these things under review. So for travellers coming in from the UK, anyone coming from abroad with a clear PCR test has to do home quarantine for 14 days. After 5 days, you're free to go. But we have put in extra measures if you're coming from the UK. So if you have a clear PCR test, you're supposed to quarantine for 14 days. But if you get a clear test, then after 5 days, you can then leave the quarantine. If you're not vaccinated, then again, you have to quarantine for 14 days. But you must have two clear PCR tests, one after 5 days and a further clear test on day 10. And sorry, I should have said initially, if you're fully vaccinated, if you get a clear PCR test after 5 days, you're free to go.
Now, you've also made some changes to emergency visas for people arriving from countries in South America and Southern Africa. What's been going on there?
Yeah, well, in January, as part of the public health response, new visa requirements were introduced to reduce the number of people coming from countries in South America and South Africa. Prior to that, you did not require visas to come from these countries. So today I'm lifting these requirements and I'm returning to the status quo. However, it's important to say that all the countries on this list are subject to mandatory hotel quarantine and must adhere to public health measures. So, but it does mean, however, that people who wish to travel for essential reasons such as medical or business reasons or imperative family reasons can do so.
Now, you've published a new Garda Powers Bill this week. There's a lot in it, and a lot of attention has been focused on mobile phone and device passwords. Why is that in the bill, and how would it actually work in practice?
Yeah, well, I have published a broad outline of the scheme, and this new legislation has to go through the Dáil, where it'll be debated, and it will modernise and simplify the law on existing Garda powers, while at the same time protecting the rights of individuals. Regarding the password for phones, Gardaí will only look for passwords where they have a certain search warrant, and this has been asked for by the Garda Inspectorate. You know, when the Gardaí are investigating cases of child abuse, and in the Hamilton report on economic crime and corruption. So those were things that have been asked for, and we must remember that criminals are using modern day devices, so the Gardaí need the powers to fight this crime.
And once that data is accessed, will there be any guarantees as to its security or how it'll be handled?
Well, of course the data will be handled very sensitively by the Gardaí, but again, they're collecting this data to fight crime, and that's the purpose for it. Currently, they can break down some of the mobile devices that they have and get the information. It takes a long time to do that. By requesting these passwords, they can access the information that they need in a timely and efficient way.
And what if the person arrested says they either don't have the password or have forgotten the password? What happens then? Is there any sanction?
Yeah, well, there are powers there that if you don't give the passwords, there are penalties in place. The penalty on summary conviction is a maximum of 5,000 or 12 months imprisonment. On indictment is 30,000 and 5 years in prison. So, you know, in practice, it will have to be proportionate to the offence to which the search warrant relates and the seriousness of the obstruction. But again, this is a broad scheme. It's going through the Dáil, and all of these issues will be debated.
And there are new guidelines on stop and search. What can you tell us about them?
Yes, well, these guidelines are there to make sure that there's an additional right to information where a Garda is executing a search warrant, the right to have a lawyer present at an interview, and in relation to the new arrest power, while expanding the scope of the power in terms of the offence it applies to, it also limits existing powers. So at the minute, there's no limit in legislation on the reasons a Garda can arrest someone. A Garda will now have to show in court that they had reasonable grounds to believe the arrest was necessary for one of a list of reasons.
All right, Justice Minister Heather Humphreys.